The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Now Bill wants to hear from you. 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
All right, maybe hang on to the phones here for a little bit. We will have a little bit of open phone time here on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. But Ilya Shapiro joins me. He's the Director of Constitutional Studies and Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And Ilya, welcome to the show. Great to have you back, as always.
Good to be with you. It looks like the Democrats are going to run against the Supreme Court this fall, because this announcement by Biden is clearly a messaging bill. It's DOA in Congress, as Speaker Johnson said, and no input even from the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Dick Durbin. So who knows what Biden's up to.
Yeah, no kidding. So what kind of reform was this? Since this was just a kind of a wish, this is what we would like to do to the Supreme Court. The Democrats obviously don't look at the Supreme Court as doing its bidding. And so this is the response then from the Biden administration. We just need to change the rules, right? That kind of thing?
Yeah, there's three parts here. The first is term limits. This is the most popular part in general, the idea of limiting justice to 18 years. We have a vacancy every 2 years, rather than kind of the arbitrary vacancies and morbid health watches over octogenarian justices. That all sounds okay. It would increase public confidence, of course. The problem is, first of all, what do you do with the existing justices? Is it just court packing by another name?
Right.
You're asking the longest-serving Justice Thomas to slough off, or do you temporarily expand the court until they retire or leave? Unclear, and it would take a constitutional amendment. So a lot of problems with that one. The second piece is ethics reform, which, again, sounds good. Why wouldn't we want our justice to be ethical? But here, they've been voluntarily complying with the code of conduct for lower court judges, disclosures, recusal standards, all the rest. And they adopted a stricter ethics code earlier this year anyway. And again, there are constitutional issues with if you have a, quote, binding ethics code, who would sit on that binding ethics commission demanding that the justices recuse? Lower court judges, congressional committees? That's a violation of the separation of powers.
Yeah.
And then the third part.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I just want to understand, though, separation of powers means that Congress can't really tell the court what to do. Isn't that true? Just like the president can't tell the court what to do? Or am I wrong? I mean, there must
Congress,
be some.
That's right. That's right. Congress can establish lower courts. It can add new judges. It can divide up certain circuits that get too big. It can take away certain parts of the Supreme Court's jurisdiction, not over constitutional issues, but over federal statutes in various ways. What it can't do is police the Supreme Court, because that's a co-equal branch. It's listed in the Constitution. Congress can police the lower courts because, again, they create the lower courts. But the Supreme Court is its own body, and there's no super-duper court. That's just the way our system works, short of impeachment.
Okay. As far as ethics, is it a problem that Clarence Thomas goes out there and has vacations with no big wealthy guy? Is that a big deal?
It depends who you ask. So first of all, it's not that the big wealthy guy has business before the court. So it's not quid pro quo corruption. I'm going to give you fancy stuff and trips and whatever.
Ilya? Okay, Ilya, I think we are losing you. I think we lost you there.
Oh, I was in a tunnel. I'm coming out of a tunnel now.
Oh, okay, all right, sorry.
So it's not that anyone's alleging that someone that gives gifts to Clarence Thomas or anyone else has business before the court. They're asking them to take it easy on their company or anything like that. It's simply, you know, they have rich friends who give them cool trips or something. It's hardly the case that, you know, Sam Alito went on a luxury fishing trip 15 years ago, and that's why he voted to overturn Roe versus Wade or something like that. It sounds ridiculous. No, nobody is saying that these justices are corrupt. They just think, oh, well, that looks kind of funny or something. But there's no quid pro quo corruption. So if you really want to crack down on that and say no gift whatsoever, well, that should apply to Congress as well. It should apply to executive branch officials. You want to have a global kind of whole of government ethics reform. We can talk about that. But targeting the Supreme Court in this way is, again, just based on not liking the way that certain decisions come out.
Isn't there a case to be made here for some kind of constitutional reform, but not of the Supreme Court, but just of the entire government? I would almost be happy if just the same laws that apply to all of us as just regular humans would apply to everyone in the Supreme Court,
sure,
to everyone in the Congress, to everyone in the executive, because right now, a lot of times, they don't have to pay attention to the same rules that we have to live under. Isn't that the case?
There's a lot of room, I think, to discuss constitutional reforms. I was part of a project with the National Constitution Center in Philadelphia. They have all sorts of programming. You can check it out online for proposed reforms or amendments based on whether you're conservative, progressive, libertarian, what is their agreement on. That was an interesting thought experiment. So sure, that's a bigger issue. But look, the Supreme Court, even if public confidence in it has fallen.
Yeah, I think we got another tunnel in there for you, Ilya. Yeah, I think we lost him. I think we lost him. Gosh, he was just getting to what I thought was a pretty good part there. You still there, Ilya? All right, I think we lost him for good that time. All right, we'll try to get him on a better line at another time. But Ilya Shapiro, Director of Constitutional Studies and Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute, and I will link to his discussion on this very issue. The bottom line that Ilya ended up bringing up in that 4 or 5 minutes of conversation was that everything you're hearing from the Biden administration, it's just a signaling kind of thing. This is like the Democrats laying down something. It's about driving political action on their side. No chance of any of this reform or these constitutional amendments passing at this point. But everybody's getting all hot and bothered about it, and so wanted to get his take on that, all right? It's 18 minutes after 8, KMED at 99.3 KBXG. You're on the Bill Myers Show.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
What tastes good with fresh avocado on it? Throw a dart at the Diner 62 menu.
Dreaming of moving to your dream property in the county? Most rural properties rely on a well. Clouser Drilling is here to make sure your dream doesn't turn into a nightmare. Before you buy, you'll want to make sure the well is producing plenty of water. If a new well is needed, making sure the property has good water is vital. Clouser Drilling can help. They have drilled thousands of wells in Southern Oregon and can help you make an informed decision. Clouser Drilling can perform research, schedule an on-site visit, and provide free estimates based on your area. Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
At Pressure Point Roofing, our dedicated team of repair and maintenance professionals work on hundreds of roofs a year. We can see where problems can start on your home or commercial property. We have the years of experience and commitment to quality that you need to protect your home or business. Having an annual inspection can prevent you from suffering through the damage, stress, and costs of an interior repair. Just like your car's oil change, preventative work can save you money and headaches. To schedule a repair and inspection, or to learn more how a maintenance program can help you, visit PressurePointRoofing.com.
If you search Google for the phrase, failed presidential assassination attempts, you'll find John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Gerald Ford, Ronald Reagan, and Teddy Roosevelt. Widen the search and leave out the word presidential, and you'll find Archduke Ferdinand of Austria, whose death sparked World War I. But guess whose name you won't find? I'm Kim Komando for T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. Even if you use the precise keywords, Trump assassination attempt, Google's autocomplete feature gives zero results. Google claims it's done nothing to interfere with searches on the Trump assassination attempt. Instead, Google says its autocomplete feature is set to, quote, filter out political violence. Let's review. Lincoln, Roosevelt, Kennedy, Ford, Reagan, and the Archduke. Which one was not political violence? Here's a new phrase, disinformation by omission. Hey, if you're not tech ahead, you're going to be left behind in the dust. Get my free newsletter at getkim.com. Hey friends, Kim here. You know, it seems the older you get, the savvier you become at saving money. I really hate to overspend on things, especially the necessities. But thanks to T-Mobile, I don't have to worry about overpaying for wireless service, so I've got more time and money to spend on other things. At T-Mobile, customers 55 and up can get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for just $30 a month per line. That's a 45% savings versus Verizon and AT&T. Plus, ScamShield Premium is included, which means fewer scam calls and more tools to help you optimize and organize your mobile life. Experience all this and more with T-Mobile, America's largest 5G network. Don't miss out. Get 2 lines of talk, text, and data for $30 a month per line at T-Mobile. Visit T-Mobile.com or your local store to make the switch and save.
With autopay using debit or bank account plus taxes and fees, 25% off 2 lines versus AT&T Starter and Verizon Welcome. Plan benefits vary. See details. Capable device required for Scam Shield. Turning on Scam Block, my block calls you on. Disable it.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
770-5633. It's Pebble in Your Shoot Tuesday. John's here. Hello, John. You were on the way in on an earlier conversation about the water. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we're a little bit, Earth is a little bit larger than Mars. Mars lost its atmosphere, I guess, because of that. We are, our gravity pulls in micrometeors, and it also scavenges atomic hydrogen and oxygen that's free in the space.
Yeah, and let's hope that we never get like Mars, because otherwise climate change, I mean, that's real climate change. We wouldn't want that, okay?
That is. Yeah. But so we have a net gain on water and material.
Really?
Because of the, we're pulling in, we're not losing.
Oh, okay, so the micrometeors and various space dust and other bits of garbage, you know, coming in.
They were talking one time about having a space, interstellar space that would scavenge hydrogen and oxygen and so on as it went through the space, you know, interstellar rocket or whatever you want to call it. So the Earth is one of those things.
And that's good to know. John, I feel better already, okay? Thank you.
Right.
All right. Let me go to David. David's in the Bay Area. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Hey, well, thanks, Bill. I was interested in that previous interview that you were doing.
Yeah, Ilya Shapiro from the Manhattan Institute. Yeah, I had difficulty keeping a phone line going, unfortunately. But what's on your mind about that? Go ahead.
He made a comment that Clarence Thomas and Harlan Crowe. Harlan Crowe is the guy that's feeding him money. Mm-hmm. And there's a chart that shows how much each of the Supreme Court justices have gotten. Clarence Thomas is in excess of $4 million, mm-hmm. while the next, you know, number two is, I think it's Alito, and he's only gotten like $750,000. So Harlan Crowe is feeding him money like no tomorrow.
Okay. Do you have any evidence, though, that it was connected to any decisions, though? I guess that's where we have to go.
Absolutely.
What?
Clarence Thomas's wife, Jenny Thomas. Are you familiar with the one of the most famous crooked Supreme Court rulings was about 20 years ago. It was called Citizens United, and that was the one where corporations have a voice, and that corporations can donate money to any politician they want, and they can actually do it secretly. That they can secretly give money to, and we used to call that a bribe, but now it's anyway. So Harlan Crowe gave Clarence Thomas's wife between $250,000 and $750,000 to put together the phony case that became Citizens United.
So you think that was a phony case? A phony case?
Well, of course it is.
Why?
Because, first of all, you know, humans are humans, and corporations are not humans. The best thing you could say about a corporation is it's a collection of humans. But the idea that they can give secret money and be declared a voice, and that that they have boards of directors that take profit, and that their only purpose is to take a profit, whereas humans have more necessary desires.
Okay, I'll concede a bit of your point there, David. Here's the point, though. Should a corporate structure, should a company then not be able to petition for a right of grievance? Because that's essentially what we do with our donations.
Well, that's in the courts.
What's that?
That's in the courts, but the idea...
Well, no. What I'm saying, though, you're saying they're not humans. Okay, yeah. But should a corporate structure have absolutely no say in anything? Because, in other words, it should just have to take, sit down and take whatever is done to it with no ability to affect policy or political change. Serious question, all right? That's all. Because believe me, I am no fan of the corporate structure of America these days, okay? Understand where I'm coming from. But I'm talking about the other extreme is not necessarily helpful either. That's where I'm coming from, all right?
Well, if you go back to 1776, the 13 colonies were not just 13 parcels of land. They were 13 chartered corporations by the king. Mm-hmm. And that each of the 13 corporations then had company script. So, you heard about mining towns where you don't use the U.S. dollar up there. They give you funny money.
Yeah, the company. You're at the company store with company money. Sure. Yeah.
And so the 13 colonies, 1776, had company script. And so you had no regularity in the value of it. It was only what boss man told you it was worth.
Yeah, I get that. So now we have one single boss man, the Federal Reserve, that tells us what it's worth. So what is your point, though, about you're implying then that that Thomas is corrupt because of Citizens United? Was he the only person?
Well, that's the very first case that that Harlan Crowe got involved in. He gave Harlan Crowe gave the money to Clarence Thomas's wife.
Yeah, but she's allowed to have her own political activity. She's allowed to do that.
When Clarence Thomas voted,
just like Nancy Pelosi's husband is able to probably trade on the inside information that she had. You know, it's not, I'm unhappy about it, but it's certainly permitted.
You're making speculation on that, but that's beside the point.
Oh, it's amazing how wealthy everyone gets in Congress from their inside information, David.
Hey, I'm no fan of Nancy Pelosi.
I know.
But I'm telling you that they came up with a phony case, and Clarence Thomas should not have voted on it if his wife got a third of $1 million from a guy that created...
Okay. I'm going to have to look more into this because I'm hearing this going on, but... I still don't know what case you're making because a case came up before it was not directly tied to it. If there was a political case, I'll find out more about it. And I'm not going to sit around and argue about something that I don't know for sure. All right, David, thank you for that. And I have to move along on that. And I think there's a little bit more that I'm not getting from you. I'm just suspecting that. Okay. You don't like Clarence. I get it. Okay. I don't like Sotomayor. But that's where we go. Hi, good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome. Hi, you're on. Going once, going twice. Speak quickly. All right, let me try it again. Sometimes people aren't listening to their phone. I'll try one more time. I'll give you one more chance. Okay, I guess not. Hi, good morning, KMED.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Is it me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, I was saying hello, and it didn't go through.
All
anyway,
right.
It's Lynn, and I think that was a really interesting call, actually.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've modified my views quite a bit over the years, and I've learned some things from people who are more left-leaning, and I think we should look at that Citizens United case a little bit more carefully, because it seems that it has facilitated the corporate takeover of our government.
I would agree. I would agree. There's a lot to be said there. Whether or not that was a payoff to Clarence Thomas via his wife, I can't speak to that, and I'd need to find out more about that.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know the details. I kind of doubt it because Clarence Thomas, I just think he's such an upstanding man, but I think we should look at all of it and reevaluate some of our views on free speech. I mean, there's always competing values.
Yeah, and I don't think that because Citizens United has not necessarily been real helpful in many ways, because it has been about essentially the purchase
exactly.
of the system. And so that's an issue. So David's right, about
yeah,
that. I'm no fan
David
of it.
Calls back because he's very knowledgeable and he's very interesting, and he's, you know, I'm not sure where he's coming from politically, but he doesn't sound like your typical left winger.
No. But what I can't do is try to speak honestly on something that I haven't really studied that particular issue myself. That's all. And so
I just want to make a comment about that, though, which is Jeff Childers this morning. He writes Coffee and COVID. It's a hilarious and brilliant daily newsletter from his Substack. He's an attorney out of Florida. And he has great analysis on all the stuff we care about. And he says, the same thing that your that your interviewee said, is that this nothing is going to come of this. What this is all about is intimidating the justices before the election cases come up. So I think that's what our concerns ought to be around. This is really an attempt to frighten the justices or intimidate them into ruling against the election cases.
I noticed that the Axios people, you know, Axios.com, that place? It's pretty much a leftist snake pit. So, but I know that when I read it just to see what they're up to and what they're claiming. And of course, they were making a big deal about what Biden was talking about yesterday, this reform. And so I went to the link that they provided, and it goes to a political action committee called Power Back to the People. Now, I assure you, the oligarchy in the United States doesn't want power going back to the people, whether it's the right wing oligarchy or the left wing oligarchy. Okay.
Whatever they say, the opposite is the case.
Exactly. I mean, seriously, and I'm not sitting there smacking the right wing, but everybody, let's be honest. When they're talking, any group calls itself Power Back to the People, and it's being run out of D.C., forget about it, okay?
You know it's about the oligarchs.
Yeah.
And I just wanted, another thing that Childers said was that FDR, when he threatened to pack the court, he won. That what he wanted was to intimidate the justices, and I forget what the issue was about, but he said it worked.
And it had to do about the implementation of the New Deal, and it's like, you either play ball with me or we're going to pack the courts. And the court did respond, and that's right. That's what this is about. This is about intimidating the current court. But Power Back to the People, I know you'll love this one here, Lynn. It says, this is how they started off. The MAGA justices appointed by Trump have stolen our freedoms, from abortion to student loan relief, taken a sledgehammer to democracy, empowered dictatorship by suppressing the vote. This is the place that anybody who burps out, you know, who just signs up for their driver's license or whatever it is, gets a ballot, right? And giving Trump the protections and powers of a king. They have grabbed unprecedented power to rewrite the rules in favor of their special interest and corporate billionaire backers, which are all Democrats for the most part. That's what controls the corporate structure these days. But still, I love this freedom. They have stolen the freedom from abortion. Returning it to the states was stealing their freedom for abortion. Yep. Really?
Freedom is slavery. Slavery is freedom. Isn't that from Orwell?
Yeah.
We're totally in that world, and it's very disorienting, which I think is the point.
And student loan relief. Student loan relief. The comment from the court is that it's not whether or not student loan relief is a good idea. It's just that the president doesn't have the power to unilaterally do it.
Right. That's... He's rolling back the power of the president. They're rolling back the power of the president. Somebody also noted that all the most autocratic and dictatorial regimes put the word people in the names of their countries, you know, the People's Republic of China. And,
yeah, exactly. You know, the People's Republic. All right. And when it says power to the people, you know that you're talking to a bunch of commies. All right. Thank you, Lynn. Always
Thank
a pleasure.
Right.
I'll grab a couple more calls. What was that to hear, Diane? Diana Anderson is in studio with me. We're going to talk with her for a few minutes. What was that, Diane?
I said, she's very astute.
Oh, yeah. Indeed she is. Hi, good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hello.
Hey, Joel, how are you?
Yeah, great. Remember that old, when we were kids, we play games? Remember Simon Says?
Yes.
Well, the government has turned into a thing... And whatever we say from the White House is, you know, must be.
Okay, I'm kind of missing you here, or not following along. Joel, your phone's still a little bad there. You know, Joel's phone never sounds better than when he's at the gas station near I-5. Unfortunately, out of the Iron Gate, man, they need to put up some antennas up there. But anyway, hi, who's this? Good morning.
Morning, Bill. It's Dave.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Well, good. I agree with you and Lynn. And I think this is, you know, when that last statement you read, I'm not, what was Axia? Who was it from? I forgot.
Yeah, well, it's the Power Back to the People group is what Axios was linking to.
Look, I think that's laughable. This whole thing started, you know, if you want to point fingers, this whole thing started in earnest back in the 60s with the Warren Court. Okay. And you know, I don't mean to go back too far, but you look at the damage that they did. You know, that really started this whole ball rolling. And I think if you're naive, if you think things happen in Washington or in our government, any part of it without a ton of money and this whole, it's the way we are right now. You know, the argument against corporate America, you know, has, you know, merit. I understand that. But I think people should be outraged about what Biden is proposing here regarding the Supreme Court. This is clearly delineated in the Constitution, and it's worked for, you know, several hundred years. Okay. And again, this is just people throwing a fit because they can't get their way and they know they're going to lose and they need another way to foist this, you know, progressive socialism on us. And again, it's not a reformation. Okay. It's a complete degradation of the Supreme Court. And anybody who looks at this, you know, with any kind of objectivity should just really throw it out, you know, all of it. I mean, it's really heinous. So I would agree with that. The other thing I want to say just really quickly, this morning before I left the house, I was watching this the hearings now in the
Senate. Oh, on the Trump shooting, right? The Trump shooting.
Yeah,
sure.
with this guy Roe. Okay, who, again, this is more of the same. This I was not impressed with this guy or what he said. I mean, this thing was a colossal failure.
Yeah, I had no ability to really, I just saw Ronald Rowe. I think he's the acting Secret Service agent or head right now.
No, he's the temper guy. So anyway, I'll just say this quickly. You know, at one point he talked about, you know, and this is going to sound harsh, you know, but at one point he was talking about, our people in Philadelphia are devastated and they're crushed, you know, by what's happening. And I'm like, hey, you know what? They should be. These people are paid with tax dollars and their job is to protect. And they failed miserably. Somebody died. People were shot. Presidents were almost killed. And if you can't, you know, they need to stand up to that and take accountability. I'm sorry if their feelings are hurt. But, I mean, this was just really, really serious. And for him to kind of say that, to kind of garner some sort of, you know, sympathy for these people, I'm like, look, I'm sorry. If you can't get people in there who know how to do the job, okay, and then when it doesn't, oh, they're devastated. Well, look, yeah, they should be devastated that a man is dead. The president was almost shot. But I go back and watch that. I'd like to know to see what you thought. I was listening to another, you know, voice.
Yeah, I'll have to see if I can grab some highlights of it, and maybe when I get off the air, I'll watch you some more. Okay, Dave, thanks for the tip on that. Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Appreciate that. 8:39 at KMED KBXG. Quick check of the news here with Bill London, and then Diana Anderson is going to be. She's in studio with me. She's off camera. Doesn't want to be on camera. You don't have to be on camera if you're in here. You're sitting down. You're sounding good. We're going to talk about a presentation you're doing tomorrow. Central Point Library, isn't that right?
Uh huh.
Okay. And so she's the one that has been detailing the communism coming in through essentially climate-friendly, equitable communities and so much. And what is next? You need to hear about this. We'll discuss this before we break, okay? Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer.
Hi, it's John at Wellburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Wellburns is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Wellburns Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Hey, ladies, come in and take a look at our Anna Zuckerman collection at Father and Son Jewelry.
It certainly is stunning. The jewelry has been worn by actresses on the red carpet at the Oscars.
Ladies can look like a million bucks and no one can tell the difference between the synthetic lab-created stones and gems. And the settings are breathtaking.
Come be dazzled by the Anna Zuckerman Collection at Father and Son Jewelry on Jackson between Riverside and Central.
News is sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. A new statewide coalition of environmentalists want to add an environmental rights amendment to the Oregon Constitution, enshrining the right to a healthy environment in the Bill of Rights. Proponents say healthy environment rights is key in the era of human-made climate change. Opponents say an amendment would make lawfare easier for environmentalists, essentially allowing them to control all land use in the state. The Oregon Department of Forestry said Monday it's ordered crews through the Oregon National Guard to contain and help put out over 100 wildfires across the state, several that have grown to megafire status of over 100,000 acres. Your tax dollars at work. The Measure 110 hotline costs the state $130,000 a month to run. According to the Oregon Health Authority, this year the hotline received 73 calls from people with Measure 110 citations, translating into about $10,700 per call. Bill London, KMED News.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
Artisan Bakery Cafe, your go-to for all things delicious. Now serving amazing summer specials. Try their turtle brownie, loaded with caramel and pecans, blueberry cream cheese coffee cake, chocolate hazelnut croissant, lavender cupcakes filled with Bavarian cream, and coconut cream beignets. So many fresh baked goodies just waiting for you. Swing by Tuesday through Friday from 7 to 3 and Saturday from 8 to 3 at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer. That's the Artisan Bakery Cafe.
Did you know that with Good Guys Guns Background Concierge Service, customers get approved the same day? And for under 21-year-old customers, Good Guys Guns at 4934 Crater Lake Avenue gets you approved in half the time of the big box stores. That's right. Good Guys Background Concierge Service gets you your firearm faster than the other guys. And this service is free with every firearm purchase. Good Guys Guns, the Valley's firearm leader. 4934 Crater Lake Avenue. Good Guys Guns.
Good Guys Guns. News Talk 106.3 KMED. You're waking up with the Bill Myers Show.
I've always liked that bumper. We'd like to get to know you. You know, Spanky and our gang. It's kind of all happy. It was from the old Summer of Love, 1967. It's like all we're doing is to, you know, you take a hit of LSD, tune in, drop out, whatever the case might be. You know, just like to get to know you. Yeah, maybe in the biblical sense they were talking about that then. But a person I would like you to get to know intellectually would be Diana Anderson. She speaks quite often in public on all matters of public policy and essentially the communism seeping into the very veins of the body politic. And in this case, a lot of it is done through climate-friendly, equitable communities and state land use planning. Diana Anderson giving a slideshow and a presentation and a talk on this tomorrow night, 6:30, at the Central Point Library, Central Point Library. And Diana, what are you going to be talking about this particular time? You have gone through many other aspects of how state planning is really, it's all about turning us into a Soviet, Soviet society.
Yeah, a built environment for like the new Soviet man is more or less how the Soviets placed it when architects, very early on, even after the revolution and into the Khrushchev thaw of the 50s, planned on creating communities and that way so they could attach their political views to how people lived. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's exactly. And they, a lot of it was sustainability in those days, too. Sustainability was forced on them in a way because they didn't have a lot of resources. So they had to divide them up and say, qualify them as equal resources and equal opportunities. And
yeah, you had your equal level of misery as
right.
you were in your Soviet style block.
Right.
You're brutalizing architecture style big block houses, right? You know
right.
that kind of thing. I remember that from the old Soviet Union. That style of brutal architecture.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you think that had something to do with the Sovietization of society? You know, we had to let you know that you know we're here to dominate you. you know?
Right. It's a way of controlling. To territoriality, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, in the more recent meanings of it, means you establish borders, means you establish control. Mm-hmm. Smaller groups are easier to control than a whole city. So you not just have districts with or wards in a city, you're going to have climate-friendly areas, which are neighborhoods with the center being a school or the center being a commercial hub of some sort where you can get all your daily needs. Because the Land Conservation and Development Commission says that a climate-friendly area is a neighborhood where it's a walkable environment where it only takes 20 minutes to get everything you do need without being forced to drive your car.
They consider it being forced to drive your car rather than us thinking of it right now as kind of the freedom of mobility of being able to go wherever we wish to.
Right.
But the idea is that you are, well, we're going to say, well, here, you live here in our climate-friendly, equitable community, downtown Medford, as an example,
right,
that they're trying to force this in. And you don't have to go anywhere. It's like, isn't that great? Which ultimately translates, in my suspicion long-term, as no, you won't be going anywhere else, ultimately.
In the long-term, yes. Their dream is you take all cars away. You just take transportation, you know.
And so let's talk about the Vision 2040 Task Force for the city of Medford.
All right. Okay. They're going to be meeting on Wednesday. I think it's August 14th or 15th on that Wednesday. They meet at Rogue X, and I believe about every other month. This coming month, I'm not sure if they're going to allow any two-minute public input where you can get up and say something for 20 minutes or for 2 minutes. But there's about 12 to 14 task members there, and they discuss the 80-plus actionable steps that they want to take in all the different categories that make up a community, every aspect from schools, safety, business, health, recreation, housing, higher education, and they list all their supporters. Direct line supporters, people that are actually implementing this, and then their possible potential partners for the strategic next steps, as they call it, partnering with other, you know, faith-based organizations, Medford School District, Neighborhood Watch. And they have such actions that we don't even think about. They want to hire docents, D-O-C-E-N-T-S.
Do they openly talk about this in the Medford?
It's right there in their document.
In 2040, Vision 2040?
Yes. Uh-huh. They want to hire docents that will kind of keep an eye on the community, make sure it's livable.
I thought that's what we have city councilors representing wards to do.
Well, I think that's all going to go down the drain. And when it comes, this whole program's coming through metro governance or regional government. That's why Rogue Valley Council of Governments is the one that created an agreement with every community in Southern Oregon in order to announce the arrival of this type of an agenda. And they did in Grants Pass. I have a copy of it from Grants Pass. So they divided the Southern Oregon into two different metro regions. Middle Rogue includes the city of Grants Pass, Gold Hill, and Rogue River, even though Gold Hill and Rogue River aren't in Josephine County. So according to, you know, RV Cog, county borders are not a barrier to their plan.
What is the danger of this regional governance and this Vision 2040 task force that is looking at a social justice system of equity, diversity, and inclusion that will be ingrained into these action steps for the climate-friendly, equitable community? What is the danger here?
Well, if they're declaring that they have the power to do this, so you got RV Cog partnering with the Oregon Land and Conservation Development Commission, and if you go on their website and scroll down to their topic library, you can find that they're using smart growth and smart codes. Those are the ones coming as a direct consequence of Governor Kate Brown's executive order on getting
not even a law, but it's an
oh yeah, it's all. In fact, regional government actually began with the Nixon administration, and he started with an executive order and divided the nation into 10 different regions. We are in Region 10, which includes Alaska, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon. And the original so-named capital of that region, if you wanted to call it a capital, was Seattle. And Seattle now is kind of combined in multi-cities. They want megapolises. So you have Portland and Tacoma and Seattle kind of coming together to rule this whole region.
So it sounds like an end run around constitutional government and protections.
Definitely. It's unconstitutional completely as far as how this came in.
But people then would have to respond, and because if you're silent about this, like Mr. X says all the time, your silence is your assent or you're giving permission if you're silent about this. So you're going to be talking about this in tomorrow's presentation.
Yeah,
right?
I do want to include the Democratic Socialists of America. They were the primary movers in creating all the neighborhood unit planning in Los Angeles. And Trevor Loudon, when he was a speaker at April's event.
Patriot Conference in Joe County.
Yes, in Joseph County. And he wrote a book, Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and something, blah, 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 blah. But he detailed and listed the names of these people at the Democratic Socialists of America.
And so this is involved in essentially planning our neighborhoods.
Oh, yeah. I wrote down some of their demands. The Los Angeles Democratic Socialists of America, they want to shift 100% renewable energy and zero carbon emissions by 2035. They want to create permanently affordable, democratically controlled social housing. And I want to elaborate on that. So when people say, when they want to do affordable housing, we think, there's people who don't have a lot of income. But affordable doesn't only mean affordable monetarily. It means affordable because you do not have the background or the credentials to get into a place. For instance, I know of a person who is responsible for housing various disadvantaged groups, even down to child people who have sexually deviated.
They're perverts.
Abusers.
Perverts,
yeah.
Okay.
So you get that. You get people who are mentally, through no fault of their own, they're mentally challenged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, schizophrenia, that kind of thing. And then you have the rehab people who cannot afford it because they're on drugs and they need to go through rehab. So the Seattle Housing Initiative, what they did up there most recently was to pass a ballot measure that said that to make it affordable, you do not have to make a deposit. We don't need to do background checks. You don't need to have any references. Just move right in.
Boy, you can see what an excrement show that would be.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
if you find a
vacant plot in a middle-income neighborhood or even a higher-income neighborhood,
you get to put your excrement
housing,
show.
You put that affordable housing apartment complex there.
In your good neighborhood.
In your good neighborhood.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, this is what happens with the Democratic Socialists of America running planning here.
Right.
And we're already seeing some of this. I'll tell you what, I'm almost out of time. I want to make sure people get this because you're going to be explaining this further. And it's about waking you up to so you understand what's going on here so that it's not one of these things, the Medford City Council will protect you. No, it looks like the Medford City Council
They're
behind this. All right. Vision 2040 Task Force and more, okay? Get yourself educated tomorrow night, Central Point Library, 6:30. And figure what, hour and a half for this presentation?
At least an hour and a half.
Okay.
Minimum.
It's free. Diana Anderson is doing this out of the goodness of her own heart. And please attend tomorrow night, 6:30, Central Point Library, all right? And it's conversation on the Vision 2040 Task Force, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Diana.
Thank you so much for doing this for me.
Yeah, appreciate you, and I'll put the information up on
appreciate you, too, with all your hard work here, just watching you.
Yeah, it is a bit of a dance, isn't right. it? Yeah.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair, serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
You've already heard some of the commercials about Plan Z. You're wondering if this thing is any good or if it's just another diet. Hi, this is Zola from PlanZDiet.com. Does it work? Yes. Our dieters lose an average of 31 pounds in just 50 days. Go to our site and read success stories. These are real people, and some of them live near you. You're wondering how hard it is. Well, I'm not going to mess with you. No diet is easy, but this fits your life. With other diets, you're stuck eating boxed food. With Plan Z, you eat real food, and your family can eat the same stuff. You also get my patented formula that helps with the cravings, the headaches, and all that comes with cutting back on sugar. You squirt it under your tongue. How hard is that? And how does the food taste? I'll take that challenge any day. Meet me halfway. Taste test Plan Z. Go to PlanZDiet.com, find the free recipes, try those, then decide. I have over 1,000 more when you're ready. Most are easy and fast. I guarantee you will lose weight, you'll like the food, and you'll love the diet. PlanZDiet.com.
Hi, I'm Steven with Steven Westfall Roofing, Inc., and I'm on KMED.
It's 8:57 and change. Let me go to the phones. Hi, good morning. You've been holding on a little bit. Who's this? Welcome.
Bill is your friend, Brad. Good morning to you.
Hi, Brad.
Having Diana on was so good of you to do that, and earlier you heard Herman talking about how it's getting more and more expensive for people that live, you know, outside the urban growth areas because of the, you know, all the fire stuff that Golden did. So what we see is it's getting harder and more expensive to live outside of the urban developed area. It's getting more expensive to comply with all the new codes and all the new planning methods that you heard Diana talk about. But there's one thing that a lot of people don't know. In addition to all that, new planning overlays done by executive order and some of it's legislative, you're not even safe if you live in a nice neighborhood. They're actually reformatting the planning on you know, the nice single family detached neighborhoods that have the nice big lots.
Yeah, in other words, tear the house down, put up the,
fourplex.
Yeah, the fourplex,
six-plex. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so no one is safe from these policy things that Diana was talking about. No one is safe from this.
Everybody has a dog in this fight, then, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Brad, can I have you on for a longer talk about this so we can take a little deeper dive on this, too, also?
You bet.
Right? All right.
You bet.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me know, okay? It's 8:58 and change. This is KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point Medford, KBXG Grants Pass. We'll have some emails of the day, too, here in just a moment. American Rancher Garage
United is serving. Hi, this is Dwayne Barkley, owner at American Rancher Garage, a full-service auto repair shop. We get numerous questions that begin with, hey, do you work on? So to put it simply, if it's between your license plates, we probably work on that. Call, stop by, or text us through our website at AmericanRancher.com. Stop by Biddle Road, right across the street from Elmer's, or call us at 541-499-6673. American Rancher Garage, we are united through service.
Since 1938, Blue Star Gas has been serving Jackson and Josephine counties for all your residential and commercial propane needs. That's a long time and for good reason. Blue Star Gas employees live, play, and volunteer here in the Rogue Valley and truly care about their customers. As a customer, you can count on Blue Star Gas to provide excellent service for decades and generations to come. For more information, visit BlueStarGas.com. That's BlueStarGas.com.
Emails of the day sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. It's next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. Dr. Steve Nelson there. And they take pride in accepting most dental plans. And they offer one of their own, though, if you don't have dental insurance. It's similar to dental insurance, better benefits and fewer limitations. That'd be CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Some emails of the day here. John writes me this morning, Bill, saw an interview with a local clerks union, the Postal Service Union, and your comments today. This guy's not being completely honest. Does it seem possible that the post office would even think of asking mail carriers or any other employees to deliver ballots on their own time in their own cars to collection boxes. Of course, this is something that just isn't going to happen. The union president is only worried about keeping jobs, and this whole business about the election is his hammer he's swinging. I have some knowledge of what is happening at the PO, and the union president is part of the problem, not a solution. The talk about 7 days to deliver local mail is not typical and the exception rather than normal. John, you could be right about that, except that I did a test and I was getting 7 days, 5 to 7 days to mail something across town. So maybe it's the day of the week that I did that. I don't know. David Schott writes me this morning about the water shortages. We were talking about water a little earlier with some callers. Bill, some people did a study about 12 years ago. Study determined that California is losing 17 million acre feet of water per year due to the density of trees in the Sierras. This would also apply to our Cascade Range by inference. Lack of forest management has untold consequences. And that's true. It would take a lot of thinning out, but there's no market for that, right? Let me see. The smoke comment. I had a gentleman who wrote me about that saying, Bill, I heard your comment yesterday morning about your reaction to the smoke in recent days. And I was talking about inflammation and varicose veins. And by the way, thanks for people sending me some suggestions on foods that are better on varicose veins and working with that. But this person says, Bill, for what it's worth, I spent almost the entire last week with an upper respiratory problem. Wicked cough I couldn't get rid of. I've never had problems with the smoke before, even in its worst days in prior years. I thought it might be COVID, but tested negative twice. Was it a hybrid COVID case or new kind of smoke? Don't know, but I was miserable. You are not alone. I appreciate you writing about that. Oddly enough, we are seeing the COVID rates, even though the COVID that's passing around right now is much milder than the earlier versions of it, but it's well known that the wildfire smoke tends to lead to a spike in COVID cases. And it could be because of reduction in immunity response. I don't know, maybe virus travel on smoke particles and the dirt particles and everything else. But yeah, it's something to keep in mind. Well known that it spikes during these times, all right? So keep it safe, and I'm going to keep the ivermectin going too, all right? Email Bill at BillMyersShow.com, and we'll see you tomorrow on Wheels Up Wednesday. Thanks again.